You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up, fuckers? I would stage dive like Lewis, but I'd fucking kill one of you. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah.
You guys ready to fucking do this?
Yeah.
All right, of course, fucking two people late. Lewis is nowhere to be found, and fucking Rich Voss is trying to find a deal parking. I'm using Spot Hero. But I want to give it up. Give it up for Joe List, one of the regs. What are you, fucking Dick Van Dyke? What was that?
It's a goof.
Oh, you? That was intentional?
That was a gag, of course.
Oh, good. Of course, Dan Soda's downstairs with his more popular show.
Yes.
He got another fat guy to be around.
Excellent, excellent booking job. I think the bookers, the people that produce it, might be on drugs between you and I.
I think everybody here is on drugs.
Yeah.
Except for me and you. We're the only fucking sober guys here.
Yeah, but we blew each other. That's kind of like a drug.
Yeah, especially your long fucking cock. I've seen Joe's cock a lot. Because every time we FaceTime, we'll be talking for like 20 minutes. And then right at the end, he just pulls the camera down and his dick's been out the whole time. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Why hard?
Because it's funnier.
Yeah, but we were talking about career shit. We're talking about life.
I'm
talking about sad shit. Your dick is just rock hard the whole time.
I really want your career.
Fucking, you can have it.
Whoa, look at this. We can do a little...
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing. Go ahead. Jump on it. I'm sure the drummer will fucking love that. Some fucking middle-aged fucking long-haired guy beat the shit out of you on stage.
Those were fucking tuned, man.
Aren't you a middle-aged drummer?
No. I played one on TV.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, you can drum.
I can drum fucking AC/DC. That's it.
They're pretty good. Yep. Phil Rudd.
Phil Rudd. Yeah, he's fucking gone. We got... can one of you fucking lunatics go find whatever Adderall rant Lewis is on right now?
That's digital. We're going to fucking... I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Fucking, we're going to get Opie.
Shut up. Go find... You're not getting Opie. It's not happening.
Yeah, this isn't even the show. We've never done the show this way.
What, just me and you?
Yeah.
We haven't?
No, this is stupid.
All right, bring Mushy Mike up. Come on up. Let's bring, you know, Mush. Give it up for Mush.
That's the worst applause of the festival. Hilarious. Welcome,
your
Mike.
Your fall got better applause.
They love you.
What about Mike? You want to come up? Mike Chaney. Does anybody know Mike?
Like, at least you get Mike.
All right, no, Mike, stay
Cannon.
Over there.
Get Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Get Mike Cannon, at least.
No, but I said Mike because Mike Cannon took a step. Oh, yeah, okay, me. What about Mike Cannon? You guys know Mike Cannon?
Yeah! Get up here!
No. I didn't mean you. Come up. I just was seeing if they knew. No, Mike, I'm kidding. Come up. Mike, get the fuck out of here. Beat it. No, you can take this one. Take this one.
Don't you think this is a good idea for a podcast? Mike Cannon, Cannon Potter.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's like cannon fodder, but Potter.
We
it's
get
a podcast.
It.
All right, I will judge by the crowd's response. No.
Well, if that's the case, you're going to fire Mike.
I just want, Mike, take your hat off for a second. Does Mike look like an owl?
Mike looks like a dead dandelion.
would just blow his hair right off.
It looks like one of those things. Is that a dandelion? Yeah. I'm too stupid to know what that is. I always thought those were the yellow things. Yeah, has anybody found Lewis? Oh, good. No. Okay, good podcasting. Way to put it up, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah, dude, we're going to do it. Where's, what about fucking Rich Voss? Where's he? From where?
Maybe he stopped at a speech therapist.
That's fucked up. He's 62.
Oh.
There is a Ring store two blocks away.
Fuck Voss. I like Mike.
Yeah.
His rings bug me more than fucking anything. He has one, which looks stupid, but then two, and then a third one on the other hand.
What are they?
They're fucking diamonds.
I've never seen Vienna sausages shimmer.
Those are fucking breakfast sausages, those little fingers. He's scared. When he points them at me, I feel like they scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like little fucking gypsy fingers. Like,
it's like a determined Down syndrome kid.
Yeah. Can't say that anymore, Mike.
Yeah. It's,
you got to say retard at this festival. Bryce.
Oh!
Oh! Right out of the gate. I'm kidding. Bryce. Look, the one girl just went, that's terrible. That's terrible.
God.
The one girl at the festival. You know what I'm saying? Watch your back.
No, there's a couple. Look, I can see five right here.
Where there's five girls? Those are guys.
Second row over there.
Oh, those are a couple. Sorry, they're not guys.
Oh, God.
Hi, girls. How are you? There's 1, 2, 3, 4 girls, and then one chick just tripped.
But she works for the festival.
She does, huh? Janie, do you want to come up?
Yeah.
Wow, he's cocky, huh? Mike, do you guys know Mike? Do you want Mike up here?
My name is Chris.
Oh, sorry. That's Mike. Chris Cheney, everybody. All right, goodbye. Listen, it's not working, Chris.
Well, who is that guy? He's in all the photos now.
Because he's great. He's a fucking great comic. Want to do a couple minutes?
Oh.
Apparently you're not as dumb as I thought you would be. Oh, here he is, everybody. The fucking legend. Right there.
Thanks. Sorry I'm late, man.
Why are you late?
Oh, because I walk from Jersey, you fucking asshole. Traffic. Every fucking highway coming to Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's Jersey going into New York.
I said, I'm
you're
sorry.
You're acting like you never did traffic before.
It's also it's also Saturday, so it's I'm your people just milling about.
First, calm down, Schindler's List haircut.
It's a hip haircut.
Hip haircut?
I think so.
I fucking flew to get here. I'm glad I got to make it to my favorite podcast, and thank you for having me. Sorry I'm late.
Were you late because you were winning the Super Bowl?
No. No. I was...
Listen, this is...
True. I was gonna,
can we listen?
No, hold on.
This is...
I was late. Go ahead. I don't want to go back
too,
and forth.
We're too mean to each other.
Wait. No,
we have to start being nice.
That was nice.
Let's talk.
I'm saying the ring looks like a Super Bowl ring.
Let's do another podcast, dude. We'll talk about, you know, let's talk about, like, the aliens. Or so. Let's talk about... Let's talk about... Anyway, we'll throw out a topic. We're going to cover it. With no negativity. Stop running by, cocksucker, okay?
Let's talk about health.
Name up. I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah, that's a positive thing.
I know what that meant.
He should eat a sandwich and you should not eat one, okay?
I think mine was not
you. You sound like you're eating a sandwich.
That's good. See, how can you not be mean?
You started it.
I know.
We have to end this.
Oh, right now.
We have to be positive.
Okay.
Let's be, guys, throw it a topic. What?
Anal.
Not. No, we want to be PG. We want to make it. We want it to be huge. Name up. What is it? But no. Can we? I say we fucking burn this one. We should make it.
Hell yeah.
Should we make it an annual thing where we just burn? Speaking of stupid hats, here comes one. Where the fuck were you? Wait a minute. I have something for you, Lewis. Oh, Lewis, all right, we get it. You're gone. Sit down. Fucking 100 people know you. Out of here, nobody knows you.
I know.
Okay. Nobody in the business is seeing your special except for these 200 people.
What a,
listen.
What right, a funny idea. Let's have a festival with 100% of my fans.
No, sit right here. Lewis, you sit here. Mike, you sit right on the other side. But you mind sticking around,
it's
Mike?
Very emasculating. You made him move further away.
I know. No, because I got to talk to you and I don't want to fucking roll my neck too
much. Hold on, though. Mike, remind me at 5 for you to go put money in the meter for my car.
I have something made for you.
What'd you have made for me?
Okay, first of all, a new special. Listen, no, we have.
I was so glad. I was about to do stand up for the first time since I released a special yesterday, and I have no jokes. And right as I was about to say a joke, Ari Shaffir interrupted, and fucking pro wrestling took away my show, and I was like, thank God.
Wow, you have a new. You
I have
new. No,
I have 6 new.
Let's
minutes.
Hear. What's the premise of the first show?
It's rape.
What are you doing? A double album? Get a rape joke on the first one, you fucking reekin.
Oh, really?
If Joe did a rape joke, that'd be like, wow. You know, do a rape joke, we're like, yeah, we get it.
If Joe did a rape joke, she'd have to be 4 with his strength, okay? That was a little wordy. Voss, why would you decide to put gum in your mouth before broadcasting?
Yeah, your mouth is wet enough.
I know. You need to put bread in your gums.
No. Sit here, Mike. Sit over here. You got it, Mike. Sit there. Drink Lewis's coffee. Listen. So
I am a little wet today.
Yeah.
You excite me, Bobby.
So anyways, Lewis, I got something made for you. You guys all know that around a long time ago, Lewis did a blowjob competition with Bailey J. Lewis, hands down, fucking won. Bailey J. She's a transgendered woman. Really hot.
Like we don't know. Guys, tranny. It's our audience. They don't speak in politically correct terms.
Yeah, you have to trannies late.
Joe.
It's the truth.
Thank
you.
The truth, right there.
Thank you.
That was fucking great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. A couple people did like a, ooh, and fuck you. What have you ever come up with, you fucking asshole? Fuck your mother.
Fucking assholes.
Jesus, Joe.
Sorry.
No, being positive. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's right. Fuck them for not liking play on words. Fuck them. Okay, I'm over. So far, I'm 4 for 6. I think we're watching, because he's on so many of these shows and he's so present, we're watching him lose his mind.
Oh,
you.
Oh, me? I thought Mike just said something.
I got the owl thing. I loved it.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Oh, what?
I know.
We'll talk later.
All right, so I got something made for you. You guys know that he sucked a mean dick. Because Lewis is fucking doesn't give a shit. Fuck you. I'll suck a dick. I'll do a blood because that's the way he is. He doesn't give a fuck until he was on NBC and he begged me to take the video down because he wanted a shot at a real career and it didn't happen. So then he let me put it back up.
Well, right? it's about to happen again because my son's about to be in age to Google me. So
I have to take it down again?
Probably.
You're going to make me take it down?
Man, come on. Don't live in the past.
Dude, you say the N-word. You say the N-word 900 times a week.
Yeah, it was my son's first word. Guess who mommy's sleeping with? Boss.
Boss is back. Boss is back. Boss is back. Is she really?
Oh yeah, her new boyfriend's a black guy.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's the best.
You guys just saw a whale come.
That's an easy joke, but it's a good one. Oh shit. Well,
what's the gift? I want to know the gift.
I got this gift for you because you're the champion. You won. Bailey tapped the fuck out.
Yeah.
Mike, bring him his gift.
I hope it's Judy Carter's How to Do Stand Up.
Put it right here, Mike.
Hold
on before you show it. Did he really blew Bailey?
I want everyone.
No, he blew me.
No.
I put a dildo through my pants, and he went up and sucked me off. But let me tell you something.
But it was a dildo, right?
Buddy, it was a dildo. But Lewis, fuck, Mike, can you get out of my fucking way?
That means you
would fucking have, fat this, Mexican.
This is the only person that can eclipse Bobby.
Thank God I brought Cannon on this fucking show instead. We got you a championship fucking belt. Luis Gomez, the champion.
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, the champion. You got to put it over your shoulder. It doesn't fit. Listen. Oh, the dick fell. Oh. You broke the dick.
Wow, in Norton's ass. What the fuck is this? This is what you had made? You mean by one of your fucking interns?
Yeah, Mike made it this afternoon.
Cannon made this?
No, the other Mike, not him.
No.
Just put it back on. Fix it.
Fix the cock.
Yeah.
It's not great because he's supposed to be sleeping during the day.
Just put it down. Put it down. Put it down.
Owls typically sleep during the day.
I like that one. That was a good one.
It's all right. The owl shit's not working, I've noticed.
Yeah.
What kind of reaction? Lewis, are you excited?
You want to give the...
Who?
Do you like it?
That was an L joke.
Yeah. I already did that joke, you hack.
Oh, we did? Sorry.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
My instinct is to suck that dick.
Suck that dick!
Suck that dick! Suck that dick!
You guys saw what happened when Ari Shaffir tried to get me to suck his dick, right? Yeah. So,
Mike, can you give my bag? Can you get my bag? I say you give up the belt. You put the belt up right now.
On the line? Put it on the line?
I put the belt on the line right now. Anybody... And I got a special fucking thing right now.
We got some prizes.
We got prizes.
Oh.
That's right, son.
We had Lewis's actual cock.
This is a replica.
This is a replica of his dick.
That's huge.
That's his dick.
No, it's not. It's hold on. I want to say this. That is 80% hard. I swear to God, dude. You know unsexy it is to fuck a tube of gel? I couldn't take a blue chew. I had 30 minutes yesterday. I ran out of here. I was late for Doug Loves Movies because I was fucking a tube.
What? Is that a wart or a fucking apocalypto?
It's not a vein?
Is that a big South American apocalypto vein? What is that nugget right there?
The vein?
Is that a vein?
It's a vein, dog.
You gotta watch out.
It's got one vein. Look, I got a nice shaped cock.
Wait, you do have a nice cock.
That's pretty thick.
That's a. You want to hold it?
I want to sleep with it.
It's gonna look bigger in your hands. What are you talking about?
Listen, we need something to clean it off, though. If we're going to have people sucking my cock.
We have baby wipes. We have a baby wipe. Mike, you got baby wipes, right?
Oh, you made it even hotter. Baby wipes.
Lewis, but who's going to hold the dick?
I got to put it in my pants.
You're going to put it in your pants?
Yeah.
What if somebody comes up and
we have five for the first five volunteers, okay? Here's the thing. You can't be a woman because this would be a Me Too thing, so we got to have dudes. That's how much women fucking suck, right? We all want to watch a couple chicks come up here and suck a dick, but I'm not going to fucking go. Look, she's ready. Look.
Is it? Put your hand down. It's not happening.
It's got to be dudes, right? Because I'm not going to fucking Korea.
Yeah, why would we want a chick to do it?
Yeah.
That's not fun. I'd love to see this big, hairy fucking wrestler just put down your fucking apocalyptic.
His
spit on it.
Your dick, come on. Your dick is thicker than that guy in the front row's body right there.
But also, we both have AIDS. So
is this the length, or did it get cut off quite a bit?
The balls are cut off. They didn't put the balls.
Yeah, there's no balls. It cuts off a little bit. Here's the thing. I wasn't completely erect.
Fuck.
I wasn't completely erect. What do you want me to say?
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's a fine dick to me. That's a fucking...
Nice. Also, I love how it fucking dog legs right.
Yeah. That's because it's tired.
No, it was lean. I don't...
Even Lewis's dick is high. Look, what's this little thing at the top?
It's the hole. It's a really good detail. Look, it's the fucking hole.
It looks like a Dr. Seuss tree.
It really does.
Well, I can't stop holding it. I don't mind. I can't stop. Once you touch it, you can't. It's like addictive.
You have a long dick hole.
I know.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like a vagina.
Yeah, it looks like a... Looks
it
like
tore
a,
when baby James was born.
Yeah.
That's nice, dude.
And plus, let nice me see it. Thanks, man.
Nice cock.
Here's why I'm not embarrassed anymore, because I used to have a small dick. I'm convinced I have a small dick for my whole life. But here's the thing.
I'm actually really impressed because, no, that's not small. I mean, the fact that you're half Puerto Rican and half Smurf, that's a nice,
because it's blue. That was the joke.
Yeah.
Fucking preschool.
Oh yeah. It's actually glow in the dark.
Is it?
I swear to God it is.
Do they get to keep the dick?
Of course. The winner can keep the dick. Here's what they're going to get. You get to keep the dick. Okay. You get an infinite CBD prize pack worth over $150.
You can wipe away the shame of what you just did.
Yeah. A smoked honey prize pack. We're going to give you a few of the vape cartridges from Smoked Honey, who are fucking awesome. They're so cool to be here.
A couple of drug addicts are in now.
And overall, you get the belt, which is the most important part of all. You are the new YKWD World Blowjob Champion.
And I'm going to give you a t-shirt, too. Mike, bring the t-shirt up here.
It's just one of Bobby's t-shirts.
And you get one of fucking Voss's rings. You get a ring. Whatever ring you want. That's it. Just throw it up here.
Wow. These are the YKWD not merch pump printed t-shirts.
Yeah, we'll fucking print them. What do you want me to say? You got one printer and a fucking lunatic in there doing fucking one shirt a day. What do you want me to say? You're in a fucking one bedroom in the East Village. What the fuck? Get your shit together, hat boy. All right. Who's up? Who's going to blow Lewis?
I like that we went through
We got one right there. One guy right there. We're going to get it. Oh, right.
Come up. Come up. Stand right here.
One right here.
We got one fucking motherfucker.
Come on, guys. Number two.
Yeah.
Oh, he.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Boy, it's just going to kill on audio.
Number two right here.
We got number two.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Scott Rose. Nice.
That looks like a little. Oh, my God. That looks like a dumpy Lewis.
Look at that.
Yeah. Number three. Yeah. You get a smoked honey prize packet, free weed, free CBD. You get the dick.
It's so funny.
You can fuck. We are number three, a black guy. No way. Get up here.
No way.
Get the fuck up here.
Fuck you.
Oh, look at this.
That's what I'm talking. Now we're fucking 2019.
Yeah.
This is multicultural, yes. Motherfucker. A white guy, a Mexican, and a black guy.
Yeah.
We just need one gay guy. And we know you're out there.
Oh, you're gay.
Fuck. We got a double header. Wow. Two checks. Fuck.
Get it.
That was amazing.
You're going to get a sitcom out of this deal.
This guy's going to make me actually come.
Wait. That was the most amazing gay reveal ever. You were like Wolverine.
No.
Nails painted.
Look at his nail polish. Look at his nail polish.
I know. I mean,
it's fucking amazing.
Is that how you came out to your parents? Just.
Yes.
That was awesome. Any more? We only have five. I love that you're like, give me five.
Come on. We need two more people that can do this. It's crazy. All right, fine. I will throw in a free pair of tickets to the next, which was announced today. Some of you guys may have gotten a flyer. Skankfest South, Skankfest in Houston, March 28th, 29th, Skank by Skankfest.
Yeah.
The first ever non-New York City Skankfest. We're still doing Skankfest in New York, but you get a free pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South at the Secret Group in Houston, March 28th, 29th, 2020.
Wow.
We got somebody else.
Yeah, number four.
I'm gonna throw in.
Lee Syatt.
Come over
from
here.
From the church of what's happening now.
Look at this.
No way.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at this.
We have a celebrity competitor.
We have Bobby and Lewis's stunt double.
I know.
You have to do it with the backpack on. That's the only way it gets hard.
I love it. Fucking Lee's the man. Lee, I hope you win all of this right now.
I'm going to throw in two tickets, VIP backstage, Creeps with Kids.
Oh,
one of our shows coming up in October. Me, Voss, Bennington, and Florentine in New York area. You guys get those tickets free, too.
Backstage, too. You get.
I said backstage.
Right, but that's great.
This feels like a charity auction, but there's no charity. We're just sucking Lewis's dick.
Joe, you can't say auction with him up here, okay? Ridiculous. Piece of shit.
I will personally give $100 to the charity of my choice.
All right, I think move over here. Go over this way.
By the way, can we talk about for a moment when Mike's dog was sick and then Lewis was like, all of us will put in $1,000 and then Lewis never fucking put
it
in.
No, I'm the only one who put in the fucking
money. You're fucking nuts. You never put it in.
Hold on. Where's Mike Suarez?
Wait a minute, Mike. When did he put it in?
After the dog died.
When did he put it in?
He put it in the next week.
Who put it in first?
You did.
But who would have put in the most? The actual amount that was asked for?
Joe, Dan, you, and Bobby.
And Sal Volcano.
Voss didn't.
I put money in.
You put like $25.
No, you didn't. Yeah, but Voss put in less.
They put $250. You put less, but you told me it was going to be less.
I told you it was going to be less because I don't like you as much as they do.
I don't like him at all.
Who, him?
Yeah.
You don't like Mike Suarez?
No. Oh, he's a good guy. Come on.
What's not to like?
Nervous, fat.
Yeah, that's your fan base, asshole.
Yeah. Look,
are you looking at any of these people?
I know. This is the evolution of meatloaf.
Whole fucking blowjob crew up here.
All right, let's get to some dick sucking, for God's sakes.
We should just say fuck it and just blow each other. Let's just do that.
By the way, if I was at all funny, I would have painted my dick blue before the show.
Yeah.
And taken a blue chew.
Yeah. So you agree you're not funny.
Joe.
What's the stage diving policy here? Can we do it?
Doug, if you listen to me, I staged Joe to open up Legion of Saints yesterday. This crowd will lift you fucking front and back right now,
yeah.
Joe.
What about me?
We will need some heavy machinery to assist.
It's like the opposite of the Macy's Day Parade.
I don't like
cannonball, 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 cannonball,
cannon Potter, cannon Potter.
Boss, feel free to say something.
Let's keep going.
Joe, have you ever crowd surfed?
Of course, I'm from the 90s. What are you shitting me? I'm a fucking rock and roll.
You crowd surf? Where'd you crowd surf? What concert?
WBCN River Rave. Thank you. She was there. I got a witness. No, I crowd surf all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crowd surf at Skankfest right now.
Do it.
All right. Well, you guys, can you guys get me?
Joe, take your wallet. Take your wallet out. Joe, take your wallet.
Don't worry. There's no.
Yeah, take your wallet.
Why? There's no money in there.
Zip your pants.
And leave. Dude, I did it yesterday. They literally pulled my pants down and fingered my asshole.
Yeah. Leave your sneakers still.
Guys.
No,
Joe.
Wait. Joe, lose the fucking necklace, you nut. The glasses.
Joe.
I'll give you $100 if you throw him against the wall. $100 who hucks him against that fucking wall.
Joe.
Bring him back.
Oh.
Bring him back.
The show's got to be funny.
Bring him back.
If Cannon starts crowd surfing, the show is not funny anymore.
Fuck you.
Bobby Kelly is going to go crowd surf right now. Yeah, Bobby Kelly.
I'm fucking done. I'm quitting the business. That was the best thing I ever did.
Don't make.
Woo! Look how tired everybody is. Like he worked on the railroad.
Was fucked up. There's no photographic evidence because everyone was using both their hands.
I love we're chanting Bobby. We should be chanting Skanks, Skanks, yeah, Skanks,
Skanks, Skanks, Skanks, Skanks.
Everybody's too tired to chant.
there was one thin guy that lady was so scared, and that thin guy was like,
"Well, there was a huge hole over here, so thank you for whoever came and ran over and saved my ass over there."
Oh, that was the greatest thing ever.
That was fun.
All right, who's sucking a dick? Let's get back to business. Who's winning that fucking dick bout?
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, I just baby wiped it off. Slipped that suck. What the fuck? I'm sober, you asshole. That smells good. What is that? All right, ready? All right, get up here. Come
How
around.
Do it? Who are the judges?
Well, we're the judges, yes, and they're the judges. Out. We're going to go by applause.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen, I want you to stop. Before you do this, don't think you're just going to come up, put a dick in your mouth. Think about moves.
Yes.
Think about what you like, what maybe, you don't like. Think about, you know what I mean?
Maybe, think about the children.
Maybe, right, maybe diddle his ass a little. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Be creative.
Yeah.
Be all unique. Right. Don't just suck it.
Look how fucking nervous this Mexican I know. Is.
Okay. Do you really
He's
think?
He's sweating.
I know. He's sweating like Trump is coming in the room.
Warren, Warren.
Boss is back. Boss is back. Boss has a stupid hat. Boss is a stupid. No, all right. Are you ready? Who's going first? You want to go first?
We'll go in order. Yeah.
Come on
we'll
up
get
here.
Their names.
I love that he's acting like he doesn't know how to suck a dick.
I know.
He's acting all coy, like I've never done this yeah. before.
He's playing
Except
possum.
In my truck on 95.
He looks like he's an under-the-bridge blowjob
like,
guy.
He looks like he's going.
All right, here, put your hoodie right here. What do you, what do you need the hoodie? What are you?
Hey,
are you, he's a professional. He's a professional. Watch out. He's playing coy.
What time you can go ring the bell in the tower tonight?
Will you hold the mic up for Lewis so he can put the mic down?
What do you mean?
I want your hands free.
Okay. Well, we want to hear
that.
This.
Down. Will you put that up there? For, just hold the mic up to Lewis's face.
Under the bridge blowjob guy, underrated line of the
Hang
day.
On, wait. I got to get a portrait photo of this.
Oh.
Oh, that's.
I'm really trying to make my dick bigger
Look
right
forward,
now. Like,
dude.
I can't.
There you go.
Now, take it easy.
Oh, my God.
Give it a little kiss.
All right, ready? All right, now on the count of three.
Oh, how long does he have?
You're going to have to.
Until he comes.
Two minutes.
You're going to. No, not 2 minutes. What are you?
Five seconds.
What are you, gay? No.
Yeah,
we're all going to have hard offs.
2 minutes each.
No, five, 10 seconds.
Come on, man. We got to see where they're.
We do 15 seconds.
He starts with a little spit, a little kiss.
Joe's going to time it. All right,
10 seconds.
Listen, here we go. You
All
ready?
Right, dude, but you're not going to really get a real judgment in 10 seconds of a blowjob.
Listen, yeah, here we go.
Why would you smoke and dry your mouth out?
You want some water? Here, wet your lips.
I'm deducting points already. Mike, where were the judges? I will deduct points for that. This man is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Lewis, you're going to get age from a fake dick.
Put the CBD fucking pen down, you lunatic.
I know.
It's weed.
All right, whatever. Here we go. 15 ready?
15 seconds. 15 seconds. 3 seconds.
Three, two, one, go.
Ooh. The puppy dog. He's doing the puppy dog.
I like that.
Oh, I like that. Oh! Whoa! Oh, good technique.
Wait, you only got Wait, 5 seconds.
You got 5 seconds.
Left.
Put that in your mouth. Oh! Time's up!
Oh,
that was fucking good.
Oh. Hey. Wow.
That was exactly what I like. That.
Yo, man.
Every move.
Hold on.
Hey,
to say.
Here's my card. Give me a.
Have you ever been in a BMW?
That was very All good. Right. All right.
Good job. I like the little.
What's your name again?
I think it was.
What's your name?
His name is Winner.
Pete.
Pistol Pete.
Pete.
Hi, Pete.
The only problem, Bobby, is he did a lot of before
yeah,
he got.
I like that.
Yeah, no, it was Pete, a lot of that. That was good foreplay.
Right, let's judge it like Americans fucking.
Can I go first since I was the one who got my cock sucked?
Yes. You should go last.
Yeah.
Because you're the guy.
Fine. Yeah.
You're Simon.
Good.
Stand up for the judge. We got to judge you.
Here's what I think. I thought. The foreplay in the beginning was nice. Yeah. How he rubbed his face on it and stuff. You know, I guess he knows Bonnie. I don't think he put it in his mouth long enough. I mean, for me, I would have came that quick. But I thought the foreplay was good up front.
Here's the thing. If I may go next.
Yes.
Now, you only have 15 seconds, so you can only allow to do a snippet.
Yeah.
So we have to assume what the rest of the blowjob would be.
You're right.
He did a nice little tease situation and then a deep throat.
He showed his intangibles. He showed all the different moves. He knocked his face around a little bit. He buttered the corn, went side to side. And then he showed the depth of his throat, and I thought that was pretty admirable.
I liked the little puppy dog. The little, what's this, a toy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should I not be biting this?
Like the dog that can't catch a piece of bread.
I like that. I haven't seen that in a long time. So I like that. You went in the fucking archives, pulled out the puppy dog, and then you did the corn on the cob, and the last second you did the fire. And you did, this is what I liked about it. You did one. That fucking book. That's all you got now.
And when how genuine you are is upsetting me a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
it's making me uncomfortable.
And unlike you, when he did the puppy dog, he did it without peanut butter.
Voss.
That was half of one.
Voss. All right. Seriously, you guys, I should actually go first because I have a little bit of a different perspective on this, okay?
You said that earlier.
Couple things. Number one, well, you guys should have the information that I'm going to give you.
Was that a sightline joke?
He bit my dick a bunch.
He bit it?
He wasn't just buttering the corn. He was fucking trying to chomp that shit off.
It was a hate crime.
Sorry. You know what?
You got to deduct some points there. The other thing, the whole butter and the bread, right? Let me tell you something. He's a stubbly motherfucker. The tip of my cock is very sensitive. It's fucking, I'm getting a fucking blowjob. It's wet. It's sloppy. You start to scrape my dick against a stubbly fucking beard like that. It's got food particles in it.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm coming from whatever the fuck was going on. It's like a Brillo pad was washing the tip of my dick.
Yeah, that's why you should go last, though, because we give our thing and then you give the real perspective.
Okay, fine, you're right.
All right, there you go. Give it up for him right there.
Come back at the end.
Wait, what's your name?
Pete.
What's your name?
Pete.
Good job.
All right, so stick around and then we'll come back.
He's got to stay there because the audience will vote based off our judging at the end, right?
Well, yes. What's your name?
Pedro.
Pedro, okay. Look, he's got the right shirt on.
Let me see.
Turn to the crowd, dummy, so they can see it.
I know. Do you think that hat's going to trick ISIS?
This is going to be...
It does look like you're taking your citizenship test.
Yes. I love this country!
I'm cool. Right, I'm cool.
Get down. Get to your position. Let me take a photo. Wait, get in there.
Wait, hold on. Let him call you uncle.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Joe's gonna time it.
Oh, yes.
Hang on 1 second.
Can you play some like mariachi band music or something?
Now, keep in mind,
we can get the production
seconds,
up here. 15
seconds
goes
fast.
You got 15 seconds to suck that dick.
Here comes El Stavros.
All right, you ready?
Ready, set, go.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was that?
He titty fucked.
El Stavroso.
El Stavroso. El Stavroso.
Oh, fucking Bobby, if this isn't a TV show.
What the fuck?
That was awesome.
Out of the box.
Oh, let me ask you this.
That was amazing, dude.
Is that the first?
I think they should also make them do that to stay in the country.
to get their kids out of the cage.
Is that too real, man? Too real. War in 2020. Is that the first dick you ever sucked?
Yeah.
No way.
That is not an answer.
Man, those caravans get lonely.
Would you suck a dick for a taco once?
Oh, Jesus.
Your citizenship?
All right, well,
dude, that was fucking good.
All right, Rich, go.
Yeah, listen, that was fucking perfect. The way you're fucking... you could be breastfeeding this audience. That fucking... Listen to me.
We're listening.
Oh, unbelievable. It was beautiful. I want to give you my card. Good job.
Now, I thought that was amazing. It was they got the crowd into it. It was very enthusiastic. However, as a heterosexual man, if I brought a lady home and she did that, I'd be like, I got a retarded person here. No offense. I'm not saying you're retarded, but it was real all over the place. I like Lewis, handing him by slapping him in the face. I thought that was a good... But I, for me personally, I'm a kind of a head case. It would be hard for me to ejaculate under those circumstances.
You know what, Joe? I gotta say something because I thought when you, because you were a little nervous up front, and then you went fucking woo, and you ripped that shirt off, and you used your assets, which is your fat. I like that, right? That was good. But I got to agree with, I mean, it was fucking awesome. You made the gay guy nervous, okay?
The gay guy was doing the
gay
thing.
Guy was like, oh, shit, I got some work to do. But I got to agree with Joe. I mean, I didn't even think of that, is that if a girl did that, I might, you know, get your shit together, relax. I might do that.
Oh, I agree. You say I would slap her.
That's what you said. You'd hit her like back in the day.
I didn't say that.
You said, no, you said you'd kick her.
Yeah, you said you'd smack
you'd cut her.
Yeah. I didn't say that. I said I love my wife.
Okay.
I agree. That was a very specific kind of blowjob. That was a cocaine blowjob. That was the roughest. You just really jumped into it. And unless you're also on cocaine, I don't think you're going to come.
Can I say it seems like Mike has been blown the most of all of us?
I do have a good stockpile of memories. But I mean, I thought it was good, ambitious and enthusiastic, as Joe said. And it looked like you wanted to win for sure. But I guess we're going to see where everybody else comes in.
What about you, Lou?
I mean, I don't know what these other judges are talking about. El Stavroso was the fucking king. Yeah. I mean, he came out and the creativity was there. Let me tell you something. I got lost in the moment. The reason I started like giving me those little like love slaps, like, come on, you little fucking bitch.
It was your dream come true. You blowing you. That's all you think of.
That's what this festival is.
Yeah, you blowing.
Joe.
All right. Hasta mañana. Here we go.
What's your name?
Rashad.
Did you clean this off yet?
How long? Have you been gay your whole life? Have you ever had pussy?
That's a genuine question.
Hold on, give him a microphone to talk into. Jesus Christ.
Never had pussy. You might like it though.
Now, can we get, if you don't mind saying, how many dicks do you think you've sucked in your life? If you don't mind, I don't want to put pressure on you.
A lot.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So a bunch. Okay.
Have you ever? Is it like? Have you ever sucked like a Puerto Rican dick, and you have to pull the skin down, and Goya beans are falling out and stuff?
Well, I'm from the South, so it's usually queso.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's got to be horrible, right?
You ever had a dick?
You like cut or uncut?
I'm equal opportunity. Yeah.
You like uncut? You like when you gotta shuffle it back, and it smells like soup dumplings?
Has it ever snapped back and hit you in the eye?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
The microphone, sir. And look at those fingers.
Look at this. I know, they're nice.
Again, 15 seconds goes very quick. In fact, I'm going to hang on about 18.
Hang on.
First of all,
listen, I know you got confidence going in. You think you got it. But let me tell you something, bro. It's on the line. Represent. This is gay month. This is some serious shit now. If you lose to a chubby Mexican and a scary looking serial killer, you're fucking losing your gay card.
Yeah, all the time.
Now get down there. Let me get a fucking photo.
Can I just say he had a great line? He said they're taking all the jobs.
That's great.
Bobby also won't be posting any of these pictures. These are purely for personal use.
All right.
That deserved more. That was pretty good.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Now that's professional!
Yeah, I mean...
That's professional! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
somebody has to follow him.
You should. Jesus.
By the way, that was only because he was black.
You should have went last. Wipe your mouth, sweetie.
Wipe your mouth, sweetie.
You do not.
Wow.
You don't need to get pussy. You are a pro.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, first of all, ridiculous that we didn't have you go last. Also, that was amazing because you had all the pressure. You're like the Golden State Warriors. You have to win. You're the favorite.
I don't know. You do look like the forgotten Curry.
I'm not.
Too smart, asshole.
I would say that's like the best looking blowjob I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, I mean, I was a little nervous because of what went before you was amazing. The two guys before you were amazing. Yeah. And I thought you might have cracked under pressure, but it only made you better.
Black
fucking said, fucking, fucking wet, no teeth. I mean, what the? Look at, ooh, yeah. You're dancing. And then you went for the nipple. You went for the nipple because you know what fucking... What a schwami he is. He doesn't come unless you're hurting him a little bit.
Not to mention, look at the glistening tongue ring. We didn't even consider that.
Also, I don't know if I know the people in the front row saw it. Right before he did it, he did this move where he bit his tongue ring and looked at me in the eyes. He went,
oh my God. Let me see that. Do that to me again. Oh my God, that fucking works.
Lewis's actual dick got hard and pushed the fake dick further down his throat.
That was...
Yeah, I mean, look, I gotta be honest with you. Like, look, I love the creativity from El Stavroso, but Rashad, he came in and I didn't realize what a blowjob was supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes.
Until a few minutes ago. Like, I'm thinking of all the women in my life that really phoned it the fuck in.
Yeah, I mean, it's all bells and whistles with these broads. This guy is a machine.
I think what it is women don't love Ka. I think Rashawn loves Ka. Am I right in saying that? Yeah.
That was a blue-collar blowjob.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's great. Yeah.
I think we all love cock by the fucking response to this gag.
All right, we still got another guy.
We got one more guy, but wait a second. Thank you very much. Give it up.
Rashad. Give it up.
I got a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot from Rashawn later on in the...
How many guys in the audience right now going, fuck, I should have did it.
Now let me ask you this. Are there any more gay people here? Because you guys might want to fucking...
Yeah, you're
hang.
Sitting with two of them.
I'm just saying, if I was gay and available and in the crowd, I'd be fucking sidling up to Rashawn after this show.
We can't just do a bunch of other gay guys.
I'm saying they should hook up. I'm saying they should fucking...
Yeah, but look, there's a few gay people here, but they don't mix races, so...
Yeah. We got one good more guy. Them. And listen, now here he comes. Come on up. Come on up, dude. Listen.
Oh, look at this.
Lee, the look great Lee Syatt.
Look at that.
Co-host and producer of Joey Diaz's podcast.
Brother.
The Church of What's Happening Now.
The pressure is fucking on. I don't know how to make it here.
Here's the thing. I would say this.
That's what your parents say.
I can't wait.
What did you say?
Did you watch this?
Yeah.
Wash it.
I think there's no pressure.
I don't know.
Sorry. No offense, Rashad, but wash that.
Nobody expects anything from him.
Do you have a power washer?
I can't wait until fucking Tuesday in the next Joey Diaz podcast. He was like, what the fuck did you do, cocksucker? You want to say that you're sucking another mouse dick?
Let me ask you, Joe, you said something. You said the pressure is not on.
No pressure, because there's no chance of him winning. He's like the...
I disagree. Look at me. I think you can dig down deep. I think you got it in you. I think you can do whatever you want. I think you got it in you. And I think if you dig deep enough and you remember your mother and your father and your aunts and uncles, and you do it for that fucking family of yours, the people that love you, not for us.
Yeah.
You do it for them.
Yes.
You do it for them. You don't have to get down there.
All right. Ready, set.
Go! Suck that dick! Oh! He's riding the rodeo! He's riding the rodeo! Stay on! Stay on! Keep going! Keep going! Ride it! Ride it! Ride it! Suck that dick! Suck that dick! Suck that dick! Come! All right, that's 40 seconds.
Oh.
Whoops.
Wow. Holy
How you
fuck.
Feeling?
We almost lost the monitor.
Feel great. Yeah, because somebody pushed that back up.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that should be facing us.
It looked like Lewis was getting Thank blown you. At the zoo.
Which time?
Wow.
I got to give you a little bit of insight here because you have to know this. Just a little.
Lewis is out of breath. I mean, that's a good blowjob.
Yeah, it did.
I've never been.
He's out of breath too.
I've never been winded after I got my dick sucked before.
You never got your dick sucked by me.
No. No, I haven't.
Holy shit, dude. So let's go. Rich, what do you got?
Wait, when Lewis has to go first, he said, well,
you want to go first?
I have to.
All right.
So Lee, I mean, you know, I'm fucking his face like brutally, right? And he grabs me and he fucking pulls me in. I'm fucking him. And then I turned away from the audience when I put my foot up on the monitor and the monitor got knocked down. And I'm friends with Lee. I know Lee. So I took the dick out of his mouth and I put it to the side of his face. And I was like, I'll just fuck the side of his face. For no reason, because you guys couldn't even see this. Lee took it. He put it back in his mouth. There's no reason. There was no reason for it.
That's pure instinct. That's inside you. You can't be taught that. You gotta have that in you. It flopped out. You and not today, motherfucker. Not today.
Love of the game.
That's the Rocky moment. I'll break you.
Oh,
retards love the zoo. Also a line from Rocky.
What do you think?
Listen, I thought he gave it all he had. I thought that just him getting up the stairs was tough. And the fact that he can't go back to LA now, at least, you know.
Well, now he fits in.
What's that? I know. It was good. It was good.
Okay, Joe?
It was very, very good. We're not to the final part yet, right?
The audience is voting. We're giving the audience feedback.
Okay. Yeah, it was very, very good. Tough act to follow, and you did a great job following it, I would say. You know what I mean? I'll leave it at that. Very good. I feel like there would have to be teeth involved with a blowjob that aggressive. I mean, again, similar to my second assessment, it would be a little wacky in real life.
Let me tell you something, kid. I believed in you, and you fucking came through. I thought you were going to fail. When you first put that cock, look at me. When you first put that cock in your mouth, I was like, this is going to stink. And something came out of you.
Something came into him.
And Lewis pushed you to the limits. He was like, all right, you want to play? You want to play? And you were like, I'll fucking play. And then when that cock flopped out of your mouth, you said, and you, that's instinct. I liked what you did.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Me too.
Yeah. You gave your all.
I agree. Everybody was real fired up for you. They wanted to see a good show. They were pumped initially. And then you kind of fell into a rut where everybody was like, well, we've seen this technique before. But like a good comic digs out after a bomb,
how would you know?
Got to work.
Yeah.
You dug in your heels. You won them back with some fucking vigorous.
Yeah, that was like falling.
Whatever the fuck
that was like
was.
Falling to David Tell.
Yeah. I know. Fucking West Coast Mike Buscetti was great. I liked him.
All right, three.
I have never seen a blowjob in a polo shirt in my life.
Lee, you're a fucking.
All right, let's bring them all back on stage. Come on,
Lee Syatt, El Stavroso, Rashad, and Pete.
So first and second place have to blow each other, right?
For the win. Now we got to go down to a round robin,
and
that's where you have to eat asshole.
It's funny that this is white people's version of 8 Mile.
Yeah, one of you should wear a hoodie.
Rashad.
All right, so I guess we go in order.
Cock. All right, I'm going to do it right now. Ready? I'll go out there. Hang on.
Well, once more time, it's an infinite CBD prize pack worth over $150, some smoked honey vape cartridges, 2 tickets to Skankfest Houston, a YKBD t-shirt, tickets to Creeps with Kids, backstage access, VIP access. Holy shit, the biggest prize package that's ever been offered at any show at Skankfest. Put your hands together, motherfuckers. Are you ready for this?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let me hear you right here.
Give it up for Pete.
Wow, interesting.
Wow, Pete, all of your dignity for nothing.
Let me hear you right here.
El Stavroso. El Stavroso.
Next up is right here. Rashad. over here, right here.
The great Lisa.
All right, you guys take off. You two stay. Go. You guys walk over here. Stand on that side. Don't leave. Don't sulk. You did a good
You're
job.
You're all winners. We're You're all winners.
Bobby, he's not sulking. That's his posture.
Right here.
Rashawn.
Right here.
That's so close.
Over here. Right here. Or over here. This one. Here's the winner.
Rashawn is your winner. He gets his black cock dildo belt. He gets the infinite CBD prize package worth over $150. You know what, Rashawn, I'm going to throw in a tattoo for free as well downstairs at the tattoo shop because I think it's hilarious that we'll never be able to see it.
Hey, Bobby.
Smoke any, tiny vape any, cartridges.
Any yeah. one of them that that came up here can come backstage at any one of our shows.
No,
any
let's
one
not get carried away.
It's
let's
only
not
four of them. It's only four.
Any one of you guys want to come to the show, you can come to the show, yeah. right? How's that? Any one of you guys want tickets?
They don't
Dreams
want to
with
come.
Kids. You got yeah. tickets. You got tickets. You got tickets. Look under your seats. You got. No, I'm kidding. Give it up for these guys. All these girls.
Thanks. That was fantastic.
That was.
We can't follow that.
I know.
Ass eating contest right now. Who wants to eat Mike Cannon's asshole?
We could have re-burned Voss's hat.
Give me my hat so you don't burn it.
I'm not burning a flag. What are you, out of your mind?
Wait, did we get permission? Hey, did we get permission to burn Voss's hat or no?
That t-shirt to him?
Thanks, I told Mikey. Bobby.
The last time we burned Voss's hat was at the creek where there's like ago. Cats running around and fucking.
If Bobby gets what I, you know.
How much did you pay for the hat? Who wants to burn? Maybe they don't want to burn Voss's hat.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe some burn of you guys like hat. His stupid hat.
Burn that hat. Burn that hat.
Burn that hat. Listen, if you come up with $100, you can burn my hat. You got 10.
We got 10.
Somebody worked overtime. Uh-oh.
$20.
Security.
He's got 100 right wow. here. No.
$100.
Fucking it. Come on up. You get to burn it.
Wait a second. No, wait, well, hold on. This is just a starting bid.
Fuck you. Give him the hat. Give him the hat.
I don't want to take his $100. No, it's 50. The other 50 goes to St. Jude.
St. Jude?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. No. Wait. Let me stretch the bit out, fuckface. You got 10 more minutes. You ever did a podcast before, asshole?
Get some water.
Give me the hat. Wait a minute. Let's just, since it's our hat now, let's just throw it around the room and see what these fuckers want to do with it.
Hold on.
Throw it around. Give it a nice smell. See what happens.
Boss, go. He has a car trunk full of those hats.
Yeah, from.
He sells them after the shows.
We need a lot of water because there's no way this is fire code safety.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm trying to get a. I was going right, to get a bucket of water before we.
Where's the hat? Who has the hat on?
They threw it back up.
Wait a second. You know what?
Here we go, Richie.
You look good in it. You look fucking good in it.
It looks way more appropriate than that hat on me.
Yeah, Lewis looks like the bassist of No Doubt.
Mike's gonna be. Mike's on fire.
Mike has never been funny.
I've never crazy. Seen it.
This fucking
podcast
crazy.
Is fucking magic for you.
Right. Hold on. You know, I just realized I need the hat for tonight, so.
Nah.
Huh?
We'll go buy you a new one. This is Brooklyn. There's 9 stores with those fucking
things. Yeah, but I feel bad taking $100 from this guy. What do you do
Why?
For a living? You sell art?
Oh, he needs $100.
He can afford it, right?
He makes more money than us.
Don't feel bad. He's the youngest son from Home Improvement.
What, did you write shit before this podcast? I mean, that's fucking written. Who has that reference in the fucking can? What the fuck is that? Sir, are you what nationality are you, sir? No, yeah, you. You're Mexican and Italian?
Whoa.
He looks like a superhero, like a little Mexican superhero, doesn't he?
He does. He's in very good shape.
He's very good shape. What do you do, sir? What are you, a cop?
He owns a pizza barber shop.
The fuck? This guy's, it's nuts.
Cannonball, cannonball, cannonball,
cannonball. This is the only festival that doesn't have water.
I have water. I know they have water.
Every kind of drug ever made in the back. You're like, we forgot water.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Just, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I got a crib in my fucking leg.
Where's his hat?
He already has another hat. Fuck you. No way.
No fucking way.
No, he went. This is the better one.
Out there.
It's the better one. He said, that's $200. Guys, put your boogers into his hat.
Put your boogers into the hat.
And then a collection plate at church. Put your boogers.
Get your boogers. Don't throw it out.
Boogers in the hat.
Give it to the redhead. They always have boogers.
Boogers in the hat.
Redheads have boogers all the time, right in his nose. That's a stat. That's a fact, right?
Shit. They really are picking their nose into your hat, Rich.
Don't put
that
on your
head. Look, he's big. He's so mad.
That's a hat they're burning. Wait, Rich, stay up here. All right, here. I got you a nice lighter right here.
Boogers smell when they burn.
Let's push that down.
No, he got to do the arms. Burn that hat.
Burn that hack. Burn that hack. Oh. Wow.
Anticlimactic.
That's my good hat.
Oh shit! And we're on fire.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Jesus, it's melting. Yeah, there we go. We're done. There. It burned all the way for the audio listeners.
It burned through and through. For
wow.
Listen, wow, look at that fire.
Holy shit, the roof's on fire. People are freaking out.
Look, the fire department's here.
Help.
You never.
Help.
That's like falling the gay guy blowing people.
It's the back.
It's salvageable.
All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. You guys, I want to thank you, YKWD fans.
Bob, can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, say something.
Let me tell you something right now. That's a fucking fact. Without Robert Kelly, this man right here, this festival would not exist. This is a fact. He is the godfather of Skankfest. I wouldn't be podcasting today. I wouldn't be in New York today. I wouldn't be doing any of the shit that I've been doing without this man and piggybacking off of the incredible ideas and the shit that he came up with, because he was the first motherfucker to do social media right, first motherfucker with a cool website, putting out clips for podcasts. YKWD is the original fucking OG, hilarious
fucking love podcast. You, buddy.
The funniest shit on the planet.
I love you guys. Bobby, Bobby, yeah.
And I love you. Bobby.
You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. We'll see you guys next year. Take care.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.